This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Behind the delivery trucks that keep your life stocked, thousands of employees at BP go to work every day. People bringing a new offshore production platform online. People making our refineries capable of more, like making renewable diesel from agricultural waste. People trading and shipping fuels to our customers. And people helping truckers fill up and get maintenance at our convenient locations. They're part of almost 300,000 jobs BP supports across the country. Learn more at bp.com/investing in America.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is John Mayer, mining analyst and partner at SP Angel. All right, John?
Yes, good, thank you.
Back in the office?
Back in the office, yeah.
Did you see that survey today? It was a survey conducted by the BBC. They asked the 50 biggest companies in the UK where they're sending their employees back to the office. I don't know what time frame this was, but 43% of 43 of them out of 50 said no, they're not going to send them back to the office, or they're going to do some kind of hybrid where a couple of days at home, you know, and a few days in the office kind of thing. So, did you go out in the town as well last night?
A couple of sherbets, enjoying the delights of London.
Is it still
but
busy?
I must admit, it's
cold,
busy,
isn't
it? But it was very cold, so to be honest, there were empty tables, and so it was possible to sort of go out and get a few drinks, but get cold at the same time.
Yeah. Do you know, one of the stories I saw, I thought of you actually, when I saw yesterday on tweeted out, I don't know who he's by, but they're saying that UK is stockpiling metals to protect against China. And I thought, what's that? I didn't read any deeper into that, and I know you featured that. I mean, what's that all about, John?
Britain is looking to develop the electric vehicle car industry on a pretty major scale. And of course, somebody's managed to get through to the government that actually we need to, if we're going to have this industry, we've got to have access to the metals that are required. So very good idea to actually develop our own stockpile, because we can't rely on, shall we say, our near neighbours in Europe anymore for anything very much. Mm. We're developing our own stockpile. I actually think that's brilliant. I mean, there are people who are quite close to government now who know and understand the mining industry. So Mick Davis, who was so successful with Xstrata, he's the treasurer to the Tory party. So you've got people who understand industry and how the world works actually advising the government quite closely. And this is what's coming out, which is brilliant, because this will enable us to develop not only our automotive industry into the new electric era, but also guarantee that we've got metals for wind farms, solar farms, all the other things that we need to put together in order to upgrade and modernize the world that we live in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's good. I mean, yeah, we're going to need to sort of start producing these metals, batteries and stuff, and everything related. And talk about that copper you mentioned there was hitting a high, wasn't it, recently?
Yeah, well, copper is at a very interesting point in time at the moment. You know, it's poised to either break out higher, which is probably where it's going. We've broken $10,000 a ton. We're just resting below that. If the market can see a convincing breakout through the next key level, then we're probably looking at something like $15,000 a ton over the next 2 years. So, but it's just difficult to know right now. There are a few negatives going on. India's really struggling with the coronavirus, as are a few other nations. The US and the UK are coming out of this, but Europe is still struggling with their vaccine rollout and that kind of stuff. Japan is having trouble as well. We know that China is just touching the brakes a little bit on some of the debt that they've issued for the stimulus projects. That's quite natural. I don't think China is really going to slow anything very much. They're very determined to grow their economy and be bigger and better than everybody else. And well, that's their prerogative.
Yeah, yeah. God, look at copper's chart from the Dash for Cash crash in March last year. It was down at 2. I mean, this is kilos. Is it 2? I'm looking at the 4.5 now. What is that? What's that measurement? Is that?
That'll be dollars per pound. So
per pound,
I prefer
okay.
to think in dollars per ton myself. We've just around the $10,000 a ton mark.
Yeah, yeah. So it's doubled, more than doubled since that Dash for Cash. And it's looking like a strong, powerful trend there now. All the moving averages in the right direction. Yeah. I mean, I always remember saying back when, you know, it was just going bouncing along in a range and saying, when is copper going to take off? Everyone knows it's, you know, the hot commodity, a hot commod. But so it certainly did. And some things are like a lag sometimes, aren't they? You know? Yeah, but where's gold at the moment? Because I was saying that about gold a couple of weeks back, saying, what's happening to gold at the moment? And where is that? Is that starting to rally?
Gold has been
little
rallying.
A little bit.
People are quite worried about inflation. So gold has popped up. It's just under 18. As a $1,800 an ounce, so it's a nice price, but I do think that gold prices can go substantially higher from here because inflation has to come into the system.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Cool. Okay. So let's look at some individual stocks. Let's do it sort of alphabetical. John, Afritin ATM, of course. What's happening there?
Yeah. Phase one of the expansion of the UIS tin mine. There's a DFS on that. I like this project. I think it's, you know, tin is a great metal. It's so important for the electrification of everything because, you know, everything still requires little bits of tin solder. Mm. Even though it's a lot, you know, the manufacturers use a lot less than they used to, but there are very few tin mines in the world. So there are problems at one of the big tin smelters at the moment. Long-term, so Afritin, not using demanding long-term tin prices, capital investment of $5.7 million, generates an NPV of $12 million at an IRR of 54%. So that's very nice for a small project. 2.4-year payback. Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Well done.
Yeah, well done. Thank you very much. Okay, Kodal Minerals, COD, with a K. What's happening there?
Kodal, yes, a good announcement from these guys. They've been talking to the government about getting their mining license, and the Ministry of Mines has said to them that it's pretty much all done, subject to one further approval, and then the license comes to them. And I think that's a seminal moment for the Bougouni lithium project in Mali. So that's great. I mean, that says that's pretty much job done.
Yeah, okay. What's the, let me just look at the chart there. Did it move in that news?
Oh, I must admit, I haven't
been looking
at the chart.
Do you know what? Yes, it did. Wow, yeah, it did. It went from, almost doubled, I suppose, 0.125 to now it's at 2.2. So, yeah, nice rise. It had, so on one day at 29%, next day 27%, and today up 5%. So yeah, it's perky. Next one is Phoenix PXC. What's that in there, John?
Well, the chairman, Marcus Edwards Jones, who's been a driving force behind the company, he described a clear path to production at the Empire Opencast copper project in Idaho in the States. I've always liked this project. It's, you know, it's an old copper mine. It was run by one of the bigger US companies many years ago, shut down due to low prices. And so Phoenix picked this up when prices were very low and nobody was particularly interested in this sort of thing. And they're talking about developing a mine to produce about 8,500 tons a year of copper, a bit of zinc, 17,000 ounces of gold, 650,000 ounces of silver. So, look, it's a nice project. The costs, the cash costs, 1.8 cents dollars a pound. Mm. That's quite good. I like companies with sensible copper projects, and this is in a good jurisdiction, so mm-hmm. be good to see these guys put this together.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, and finally, Power Metals, of course, headed up by Paul, or, you know, instrumental there in driving this. What's happening with Power Metals?
Well, we like Paul Johnson. We think he's a good investor. I mean, he's an investor that makes his money work. And that's to the benefit of all the shareholders, to be honest. And he's got a production license granted at Kasinka in the Congo, the DRC, as they like to call it.
What's it like operating in that area?
Some people make it work very easily and seamlessly. I think you've got to be pretty brave to be out in the DRC. It's quite expensive to operate there because it's just a slightly tricky place. The logistics are always a bit more challenging. And it very much depends on where you are in the country as well. If you're in the eastern part of the DRC, then it's a load more difficult. And if, you know, when you travel out there, it feels like a lawless place. I mean, you do not drive around after dark unless you want bad things to happen to you. So, but it's an extraordinary place. I remember driving for 10 hours through the eastern DRC and in the middle of the, getting through the jungle, in the middle of the middle of the jungle, we found a clearing with an enormous Catholic cathedral in it. Mm-hmm. And you think, how the hell did this get here? It's an incredible place. People everywhere. The geological riches are fantastic. So it's, look, if you're able to operate in the DRC, then there's lots of good money to be made. But it is tricky. It comes with its issues. But at least he's got a production license. So if they can work up a sensible production project at Kasinka, then they can go for it.
Yeah. Did you feel worried when you were there, but, you know, a bit scared?
It feels very foreboding. It has this extraordinary anxiousness about it when you're out there. But when you go and talk to the artisanal miners who are chipping away, they've always been incredibly friendly. So, you know, that's where you'd normally expect some trouble. But as I say, I think after dark, it's a different case from in the daylight.
Yeah, absolutely. Marvellous stuff. Cool. Yeah, well, it's a bit like parts of this country, really. Marvellous stuff, John. Thanks for that. And we'll speak to you next week.
Look forward to it. Thank you, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.